olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Talu mai lolonga te tele i le tausanga lua whelua se fulmane lua i vaenga New South Wales le Northern Rivers e au fiai le ai o Lismore. Na ta ua enisi, na tu ua i enisi o lato fale i na ua whaatama i ele vai. Ae le ipine, ae no nofuai, nisi tangata e le o yaini fale no nofuai po o ni squatters. Ua whaienei se whaai unga le malo se tete o New South Wales, e tō uma ilalo fale nei, pe talepe, ai olo o fina o mai squatters, e le e mawhaiu na tutulia i lato ona elea ini fale e anga i iai. I le mai ai o le wha o Cyclone Alfred pe ona fiai i a Queenslandi, nisi o vaenga o Queensland, maletu i mātua New South Wales, ini aso o ma vaiatu nei. Ato ai le te tele o lolonga, nasa so o ma iai, ua au mai ai ma se whaatununga mai le State Emergency Service, le SES. I le teimi atu e mawhai ei e tangata ona toi foi, i o lātou whale ma ainga.
Our focus very much now is on returning to normality and undertaking damage assessments. We've got multi-agency teams out there, making sure we damage assess, we can actually issue the return to safely notifications.
Se sui o le SES. Ae mō se tasi o le au squatters le nei. E pe o le li o Josh, o le fale lea ua owa i le lua tausanga ono fofua ai, o lona lava a inga, e ui na te le i whaata wina.
As this situation is, this is our homes for all intents and purposes, and we take great care of them, and we try to do right by the community.
O fale nei Lismore, na whaatau, ma olo o pūle nei ele mālo se tete o New South Wales, talumai lōlonga o le lua afe lua se fuluma le lua. Mōni si o le au squatters, e pe o Tyson Middleton malona tina, o ni fale ua avea ma a inga eno nofo saonga le muai.
Well, it's changed me and my mum's life a lot. We've finally felt safe and called a place home for now. It's been about a year and a half since we've felt this safe.
Pe ta ina saonga le pale mia se tete o New South Wales, Premier Chris Mintz, e iwa se la umiliona ta alana whaata wai ele maa loo se tete fale nei Lismore o nei fale ua avea o ni mea tō tino ele maa loo se tete. Na ia saunua fo i onisi o fale e meise lava ile ai o Lismore e matua le saunga le mu eno no fua ini tangata.
We bought those houses so that we could keep community safe, so that no one would live there, and to have squatters move in off the back of that is completely unacceptable. It's not tolerable to have so many people located in flood-prone land still in danger and have SES personnel, volunteers, have to go and check on those households, check on those communities to keep them safe. I've made a decision in conjunction with the Reconstruction Authority that we are going to demolish those houses. We're going to make sure that these communities are safe, and we can't have an intolerable situation where large numbers of people are in harm's way after New South Wales taxpayers have spent millions of dollars trying to make the community safer.
Le pāle mia se sete o New South Wales, Chris Mintz. O se whaalinga, po se saonuanga, e le o taliaina le ali i o Josh, ato ai, male au squatters.
Hope to continue to keep up the agreements we have with the RA and police and negotiations with them. And so I'm not aware why the Premier has made those statements, because he doesn't seem to know what it's like on the ground here, and that there are a lot of people that still live and own their own homes in this floodplain.
Na saunoa le minisita le planning minister I le malo se tete o New South Wales, Paul Scully, e soli tu la fono le awala o lo nofo I ai e squatters fale nei o ni mea tō tino le malo se tete. Na ia tu ua ia squatters I le tau mawhai e tipi le leina I le whaasolonga o tangata mō fale o le malo.
So these people are occupying those houses illegally. They've been provided offers of assistance on multiple occasions where they might be eligible. The government remains ready to provide assistance to those who need it. But where there's people who are taking advantage of the fact that other people have had to leave their house and had a buyback because of the danger that area poses, we're not going to tolerate illegal occupation of places.
Le Planning Minister Paul Scully. Ai o se manatu o loo te te e yai Andrew George o le Reclaim Our Recovery Tenancy Group. Na ia ta ua e le o whaia le malo se tete o New South Wales lona tiute o le fausia o fale mo le totele o tangata ele o yai ni no fuanga malu masaonga le mu.
There's been a top-down flood recovery since 2022 that has meant a lot of people have been left out of any kind of assistance from the government. People have still in houses that haven't been raised and they were shit scared in the recent flood scare here. The government boarded up hundreds of houses with no land to move them to, and the timeline is years they're sitting vacant. It makes sense in a housing crisis that people live in these houses, and this street, Pine Street, has demonstrated that people can live here safely.
Andrew George, Ole Reclaim, our recovery tenancy group. I am more squatters, a tutuli ilato, wato e foi, ise olanga ole momoe paka, ma politito o fale oloa. Na faalia Tyson Middleton, I telefo ole SBS, ole tulanga upito faingata, mo a inga e pei o ia malona tina o na onisio i lātou na sōsola mai i le sāwa aina i tonu o lātou a inga po o le domestic violence.
Being homeless is not fun. It's scary. Like having nowhere else to go and being in the caravan in the car, it's not great. It's just, it drains your health, mental health a lot.
Tyson Middleton o le reporting of a maupopo ina Deborah Krowak mo le SBS News.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po o whea lawai mawailau podcast.